man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
All right, welcome back.
Hey!
To Have
We're
You
back.
Heard About Animals.
Season 7.
Chinese Water Bear Edition.
Water Deer.
Oh, water bear? Water deer. I
said
that wrong.
Water bear sounds pretty cute, though.
A water bear does sound cute, but water deer, my bad.
I have never heard of these in my entire freaking life.
How? These are the deer with the infamous fangs. They went over your head?
Yep.
And why is that?
Because these animals are native to China and Korea.
Well...
And I am native to America.
What is that? What?
The United States.
Anyways, we're going to move on before... I think Sam took something before recording.
We're going to go on to the Chinese water deer now.
But like she said, they're found in Korea and China.
China.
They are... Okay, so the Chinese water deer are endangered, but the Korean water deer are not.
So what's the difference?
One's in China and one's in Korea.
Okay, good.
Excellent, yes.
I wanted to make sure like there wasn't that much of a difference, but they are not that big. They are a small deer species. When they're fully grown, they're about 18 kilograms heavy. I don't know
small
what that
babies.
Is in pounds. And they're about 1.77 meters high.
And...
Oh, wait.
As
no.
you could guess.
Yes. Oh, as no. You
could, as you could guess. Sorry, I just wanted to finish my sentence.
I forgot. I read that incorrectly. My bad. They are 0.5 meters tall.
Oh, wow.
They are
You're
tiny.
Messed up.
Very tiny. I read my information
Small
incorrectly.
Boys.
Small boys and girls.
As their name would probably make you think, they do like to live alongside rivers near the water because they're big water bugs and they like to swim for several miles.
Even though these things look like they're about to stab you in the neck with their fangs, it terrifies me.
Okay, the weirdest thing was me learning about the fact that they move their teeth with their facial muscles.
That sounds disgusting.
They got big old fangs that are loosely held in their sockets because they move them with their facial muscles. That is so weird. Not to be a hater or anything. What's a group of them called?
Pretty much a group of Chinese water deer are herd, just like any other deer. And on top of that, here is what a Chinese water deer sounds like. And that's what a Chinese water deer sounds like. And, you know, contrary to belief, or not contrary to belief, why they're called Chinese water deer is, like Sam said, they like to be at the water. But they are also excellent swimmers and can tread up to 7 miles without rest in the water.
Dang, Michael Phelps has competition.
7 miles.
I would also like to discuss that they are considered harmful wildlife because they threaten humans and property, and there's actually bounties for them in China and Korea.
What are they doing?
Because they can threaten humans because of their teeth. I don't know. But they pay $30 to $50 per water deer that you kill.
Very, very odd. I've never even heard of this. That's interesting. Why is that even a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, they do look like a vampire, though.
Yes.
Yeah. They are also the only deer species to not have antlers.
Ooh. They're unique. They're quirky.
Oh.
You look so confused.
You know what? Let's just hear some good news. I got some.
Yeah, we gotta get some good news. Have you heard the good news?
There are more electric cars on the road in 2022, and on top of that, 7.8 million electric cars were sold around the world. You know, people will be naysayers and be like, well, how's the power grid going to support this? Well, actually, they found out that coal is dying out faster and there are more renewable energy sources. So, no, the power grid isn't getting strained as much as people like to put it out.
Yeah, how about that? What about that, huh?
What about that?
Naysayers can nay. Because all we do is whinny.
People want to just say, because they're scared of something new, they're always going to say something is causing issues. And they say electric cars are causing issues.
Go electric cars!
But yeah.
Back to our show.
Back to the show. There's not much left on Chinese water deers.
Well, I will say that their tusks are mostly for fighting and not for, like, prey.
Yeah, I read about that. And then, like, on top of that, they have a very high gestation period with babies. It's almost 210 days.
Do they have more than one baby for birth?
2 to 3, but can be up to 7.
Wow.
Yeah, 7. Dang. That's insane.
They do be running with rabbit-like jumps because they have very strong back legs. How else do you think they're rolling down the river?
Rolling. No, but they are pretty unique. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very solitary and territorial. So if you ever see a water deer, don't approach it.
Yeah. The males are particularly aggressive to anything other than females. And they will attack. So I can see why the Chinese government wants these killed. Interesting.
Ooh, but we don't do it.
Yeah, let's just not do it. Just leave them alone. Overall, they have a four-chambered stomach, but they cannot digest carbohydrates from plants effectively.
Oh.
So that makes them picky eaters.
Oh, just like my wife.
Yeah. But I think that's all we have on Chinese water deer.
Yeah, I'm all out of facts.
We hope you enjoyed the Chinese water deer. I almost said bear again.
He almost said the water bear. If someone wants to sketch up what a Chinese water bear would look like, send them along to us.
Very, I wonder if there's actually a Chinese water bear. I'm going to look that up now.
Now we're going to have to look it up. All right. We'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.